Thanks to Pastor Jack. He's in Guatemala this week, and so we definitely want our prayers to be with him and the ministry he's doing there. Today's scripture reading will be from Psalms 34, 1 through 7. Psalm 34, 1 through 7. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked at him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encamped all around those who fear him and delivers them. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Following along with our rooted series today, we're going to take a look at Ephesians. So if we get to Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to talk about something we may be familiar with. And the question today, as we look at this stuff, is, are you comfortably numb? Have we become comfortably numb in our Christian faith? Ephesians 4 is where we'll start our study today. We'll give you just a minute to get there. I think if we really want to be honest and look around, we have become comfortably numb. Our church has become comfortably numb. And unfortunately, the Christian faith in general, a lot of areas have become comfortably numb in the things we do and represent. Ephesians chapter 4, we'll be reading verses 17 through 24. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Now listen to this next part, verse 22-24. This is what we'll focus on today. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. If we listen to that verse, it says, we put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness. We can continue to struggle day in and day out. Being Christ-like is going to be very difficult. Being born again takes just a moment. Being born again takes just a moment of faith. That's the easy part for some. It's just a moment. The hard part, though, is being Christ-like, because that is a lifelong battle, challenge, goal, target, war against our flesh. It's the moment of faith that we stand for and live for. But it's that Christ-like goal that we have and struggle with day and day. If we put on the new man, we can also say, also know by looking at Scripture, created according to God. Many of our young people are going off to college, they're going off to high school, they're going off to different things. And this happens a lot in life as we go off out of college into the world of work and family. But a lot of young people going to high school, I have to put on my new person. And unfortunately, a lot of times that comes with different values. Young ladies discover different things and say, oh, I must accentuate my new person. I must wear clothes that show that off, because that's a new person I want them to use. That's a challenge. I'm very pleased and proud of our young people. It's Ground Zero. We went to Fall Street several years back, been the last several years, but went with another church. And I was so proud. I was telling some people at my work the other day how proud I was of our young ladies and what and who they represent to Christ. Because their dress was modest, their dress was appropriate. Even though it's hot. And unfortunately, the church we went with, Bishop had to play the monitor before they went downstairs because they didn't follow that same thing. So I'm very proud of what our young people and our young ladies stand for in this church. And we put on that new person, but it's according to peer pressure. It's according to the world. It's not according to God and true righteousness and holiness. It's Oftentimes they want so bad to be accepted. Their haircuts and different things. And that's not the person God wants them to be. We respect people for what's on the inside of them. We don't respect them because they say, hey, you look pretty good. I respect you. We don't say that. We respect them for what's on the inside. Now, as I see it, most of us are comfortably enough. These chairs are in a different configuration. Jack talked a couple weeks about, when people came in, like, well, really, I don't know where to sit. Should we mark our chair so that if they move again, I at least find my chair, it'll be in a different spot. I don't know what to do. I can't find it. We can look like $1 million on the outside and be miserable on the inside. You see it in Hollywood or fame all the time. They got tons of money. They got looks. They don't have peace inside their heart. They just don't have it. It's very difficult to put on a new man if internally we're not willing. Number one, understand there is an old man that needs to be put off. Number two, there's a new man that needs to be put on. It should be put on. We put on our church face. And I hate to say it, this word church. We put on our church clothes, we put on our church face. Some of our most memorable drives have been on the way to church. And by that I mean they weren't good. Looking into the house of the Lord. We've got about a 7-minute drive down and straight down Anderson Road. There's a devil. If we open the door, we'll be slipped in. Or if we open the door, we never got out. We put on our church face, we put on our righteous ways, we can quote scripture left and right, but we don't live. We just don't live. We come into church, it's too hot, it's too cold, it's a little hot right now. It's too hot, it's too cold, the lights are too bright, the lights are too dim. Why do you have the lights? We always hear the kids for these things, right? The chairs are here, aren't they? That music is just too loud. Why can't that have this loud drums in here? Number one, it keeps me on beat. Number two, I enjoy it. I like the guitar. I like the music. It's blood coming out of my ears. Too hot, too cold, too loud, too quiet. That music is too new. Where's the old stuff? Too old, too new. Too young, too old. It's all kinds of stuff. We get to church, and we do some of our best things now. Pastor Jack, he's at it. Oh, Pastor Jack. I hate to be Pastor Jack announces he's definitely gone because generally several of the people in the congregation decide, hey, got a vacation next week. Jack's going to be gone. I just can't think if there's a church here. Jack's going to be gone. Now, I get it. You know, there's some reality to that, and I get that. But that's part of our being comfortably numb, keeping the old self flesh. Because we want the things to come to it. Well, I need to sit right about there somewhere, but there used to be on the edge of the boat, now it's over there. And I don't know where it's at. It's a challenge. The word says, if we have heard him and been taught by him, we must also put off our former self and our former conduct to put on the new man. We oftentimes see new Christians. They're hanging out with the old man. That's unshakable. They're working through some things, going through change. The thing that's hard to fathom is the old Christian, the one's been Christian for years. And guess what? Their group of friends is still the old man. They're still dragging that thing. If you have heard him and been taught by him, you must put off your former conduct and put on his name. Old Christians, the old man. Be an example to the new Christians. Don't tell them, well, you can be a Christian and still hang on to this stuff. That's okay. Not according to the Word of God. Not according to the Word of God. There's a Jars of Clay song out there. And by the way, Jars of Clay is a Christian band. But there's a song that they have that says, we pull Christ to us with one hand and push him away with the other. And that's a battle we have week in and week out, day in and day out. We want to pull him to us on Sundays. And yet sometimes want to pull them to us at church. As soon as that's over, we're pushing them like, whoop! Go. You get the barbecue. Got to get the steak. Got to get the chili. Got to get the wherever. Got to get that stuff. Got to get out of it. like that guy. No, go ahead. You go first. No, that's where you're going. We think we're going to heaven for the righteous stuff. In case you didn't notice, he was about 17 minutes late heading to church. Got there late. Didn't know what his duty was. Didn't know what his service to God was. And that's an area we're comfortably numb. We're comfortably numb in our giving. A little tight this week. We'll probably bought some junk food, coke, and different things like that. Smoke or drink. Probably bought some of that. But had no one come down. No one left. Come to me, God, and help me. Help me out of my trouble, God. We pray that. And you pray for me in my situation. Yes, sir. What do you think about it? Well, in church, if you chill away, and I'll bring my Bible. Well, by the way, there's no scriptures up there. All along the Bible. I can't find it. I don't know where it is anymore. We skip our tithes and offering. We complain. But then we come to God, begging Him to help us in our situation. Our discipline and our obedience is down. As we talk about the old Christians, week after week, if you show up, this is my belief, but if you show up and sit in these seats, and it doesn't matter who's speaking, but you leave this place unchanged, unchallenged, untouched, no questions, no conviction, there has to be all of this, at least something. Nothing that keeps you from your same place when you leave this place. Even the pastor speaker didn't do his or her job. Or you didn't do your job. The worst you had to both have. And that's a rough thing. We're going to sit here week after week and we feel like, oh, we're not being fed. And I'd open up the pantry, bring the Bible, I'd open up the pantry and go foraging for some snack in there. Okay? I'm just saying, if you feel like you're not being fed, bring me a little pantry with you and open it up. You go to it and get a little snack out of it. Or you'll sit there week after week, Lord's table, and start the best spiritually. You'll start the best spiritually. New man requires growth out of the old man. That's a phrase that I can think about and not be part of the same. We have to get out of our comfortable little seat and sit somewhere else and do something without the box. The new man requires some type of transformation internally, inside us. Adam, how does that happen? Well, number one, it's only going to happen with and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Transformation is only going to happen getting rid of that old man, that old self. And this is young people, natives, college age, young people. They haven't been around as long as some of us have. But they still have some battle putting off the old man. It's only going to happen to people through the power of the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 9. Let's flip over to Luke chapter 9. You can get some confirmation here. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 through 27. I'll give you just a minute to get this. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 through 27. Should be a familiar one to most of us. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father, and in his Father's glory, and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. Right there. They desire to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily following. Again, lots of spiritual people. I can quote scripture inside and out. I know all about the Old Testament, the New Testament, I know all about being saved and going to heaven. I can tell you all the different paths. I can tell you all I want to know about baptism. I can tell you all that stuff. And yet, some of those people, some of the most educated people in that area, fail to do one thing. They fail to deny themselves. They did not take up their cross daily. Oh, they learned all about this, but they didn't deny, or they didn't deny themselves and crucify the flesh. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Not the maybe. He is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And then Colossians 3:9-10 says, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is knowledge, who is renewed through knowledge. Since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man. You may have noticed we started late today. Some of you did. Some of you probably thought, "Who started early?" No, we started about 7 minutes late on purpose. Our start time is 10:30. We've become comfortably numb to that. Start time is 10:30. Go fishing. I'm not to start that late. You just sit around and think, "You don't want to do it." That just simply says sometimes we become comfortably numb to those things. Now, starting on time going to get us to heaven? No, it's not. But is it obedience? Yes, it is. It is obedience. The old man is patterned after Adam, not me. The Adam in the Bible. And the old man cannot please God. Who's a new man? Patterned after Christ. We must walk in the spirit of the new man and bring our flesh under subjection. That's a hard thing to do. We had somebody in the past that was struggling with some homosexuality, a young person. Finally, proudly declared it. Woo! I'm gay! Woo! Good for you. Crucify the flesh, but don't want to subject you to Christ. Get over it and become a new man. And we see that all the time. Woo! I'm a thief. I steal from my friends and neighbors. Woo! I'm a thief. God made me a thief. Okay, good. Get over it now. Put off the old man. Put on the new man. These people can proudly walk around declaring that they finally understand who and what they are. They missed it just a little bit because the Word of God says who they are and what they are. It's a lot better than what they're proclaiming. I'm a homosexual. I'm a thief. I'm a liar. I'm a loser. You can't go around proclaiming these things and saying, but you've got to accept me in the love of Christ. Bring our flesh under subjection to Christ. Walk in the spirit of the new man. Put off the old man. Put on the new man. You can't walk around proclaiming these things and saying, it's okay. God understands. And he understands where you are there, but he's got a better place for every one of us. And he's got a higher place for us to be. And that's why I say week after week, we can't come in here and walk out of here and have no challenge. No conviction, no questions, no concern. We're missing the boat here, or we're missing the boat in our seat. Like I said, bring your little pantry, bring your Bible, if you're lost and not getting in, go looking, go searching. Or a snack, something to sustain it. Being here once a week, being friends in that Bible study, that's not going to sustain you. That will not feed you, that will not keep you full. That will not teach you what you need to know about the Word of God. We have to understand the Word of God, so when people distort that, we recognize it, and we don't lose people to a distorted truth, to a distorted Word of God. To other churches that fancy things up and they bring them down. Crucify the flesh and submit to Christ. No matter what you're struggling with, what you're going through, if God understands the help, he tells you, crucify the flesh. Die to yourself daily and take up your cross daily. 1 Peter 1:14 also says, as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust as in ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct. There's something else that you need to know. 1 Peter 1:14. As obedient children, not conform yourselves to the former lust as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. You know, we put some slides up there before service. We have a choice each week. We come in here and we're dragging various concerns and fears and angers and frustrations. We're dragging around these various old man, dragging around the old man, the old things, the old conduct. And we've got such a great opportunity to praise God, to sing to God, to clap in His presence, to raise our hands in His presence, to praise Him through those things. The Bible tells us to do this in Psalms. And we have a choice week in and week out. You close your eyes. You probably won't notice how dark and how light it is. You'll probably start to drift away and not realize how loud or how quiet it is. But whether or not there's drums or guitars or basses at the end, and I get that sometimes there's things we need to adjust. That's okay. We can do those things. We're just constantly complaining about things we don't like. That doesn't edify people. Correct the problems does. You just complain because it's a thing we don't like. I never liked the Pastor Jackson get over. But there are some things that Jesus will tell you to get through them. Okay? And those times we have to do that. As obedient children, not conforming themselves to the former lust, as in ignorance. So once we understand and we've been taught in the first word of God, you immediately have any way you'd have to walk. You go to Romans chapter 6. This is a little longer, but it's certainly pertinent. Oh, Lord, that's pertinent. There's a message today. Romans chapter 6. 1-14. And again, it's a little lengthy. Dead to sin, alive to God. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us that were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. Verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin, for he who has died has been freed from sin. He who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him, for the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Under grace. The old man is crucified with him. And then if we flip back just a few more pages, Romans chapter 12, 1 through 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We have a duty each day to the things that we do. We have a duty to God in the way we live, the way we think, our thoughts. We have a responsibility to Christ in those things. Putting off the old man, putting on the new man. One final verse as we prepare to close today. Romans 13. Romans 13, 11 through 14. And do this, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. I read this once before, but I think it pertains to really about every Christian challenges they face. Day in and day out, when they're struggling to be a follower of Christ. Kierkegaard once said, the difference between an admirer and a follower still remains. No matter where you are, it still remains the same. The admirer never makes any true sacrifice. He always plays it safe. Though in words, phrases, songs, he is inexhaustible about how highly he prizes Christ. He renounces nothing, gives up nothing, will not reconstruct his life, will not be what he admires, will not let his life express what it is he's supposed to be. We come here, we play it safe, our words, oh, praise God. I'll be praying for you. Our praises, songs. We're inexhaustible about how highly we praise and praise him and praise him. But we won't give up anything. My challenge today is this. We have things to give up. We have things to put off. And that's the old man. The old man for each one of us is different. The new man is the same. It's Christ-like behavior, action, word, discipline, obedience. For several of us, it's time to wake up. Week after week after week, and say, man, when will this train stop? Open out that door. When will it change? We're just riding on a train waiting for someone to turn the path for us. And what we don't realize sometimes is we're going to have to make that decision. And sometimes we have to make that decision. Turn that train and to veer it off course. And it's time for several of us to wake up. Are you comfortably numb where you are in Christ? Are you comfortably numb where you are in the sins? We have no man to put off and no man to put on. We've been that far too long and we know it. You know what you need to do. You know what you need to put off. It's easy to put down a new man, suits hanging right there. But we have to first understand that we have an old man to put off. The first reason why we love. My challenge today is simply to come forward to the altar and put off the old man. it kind of reminds me sometimes, you know, that's a step of faith that we do that. We have to come up. You pray for yourself. Yeah, but I'll tell you what. You pray for yourself first. You take the first step and you pray over the direction of your life. And some people, maybe the first time you pray for me, is, man, I don't pray for myself. So my challenge today is simply to come forward to close and just put off the old man. Don't sit there another Sunday, week in, week out, unchanged, unchallenged, unconcerned, unmoved. Don't sit there another Sunday comforting where you are. Young or old, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We all have a challenge of things we have to change in our life. We have a challenge. We have a change that we need to do. Today we talk about a series, a rooted series. We talk about the roots that hold us strong and firm. This is a chance for you to grow that root system and help stretch those roots. If indeed you have heard from him and been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conduct of the old man which grows corrupt, according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God through righteousness and holiness. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity today to search your word, to hear your word. God, now we simply come before you with an opportunity to follow your word, to take the steps it takes to put off the old man, and to put on the new man. Father, I ask you to give people boldness today. Just step forward and say, yeah, I've got one man I need to put on. And I want to take, put on. I want to feel that freshness, that transforming power that comes through the Holy Spirit to do that, to feel that, to experience that. I don't want to be the same today as I've been for the last several years, comfortably numb. I want transformation in my life. God, it doesn't require people to come forward for that. They can do it in their seats, they can do it home. But as we know, when we're comfortably numb, we can just say, we don't take those steps. We'll experience one more week in the same place. More week in the same situation. One more week in the same situation. Father, today we praise your name. We glorify your name today, Father. God, we just ask you to speak to the hearts of the people here today. God, it's not condemnation we're looking for. It's transformation we're looking for. In the body of Christ, in this body of Christ today, in this church today, Father. So that we can grow and serve others and serve you. God, as we close today, we ask your blessing on Pastor Jack. The people he's traveling with, God, to provide him safety, protection, guidance. Lord, the unrest that they experience today will pass by them. That they will be allowed to do your work. Born. So desperately, you would return to God safely. Preach and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in this town, in this church, in this world. We don't want to leave today without giving people an opportunity. If you've never received Christ before as a personal Lord and Savior, you just pray this prayer with me. Father, I believe in you. Father, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Father, I want to put off the old man. Put on the new man, Christ Jesus. God, I ask you to change my life forever. Make you the Lord of my life. Jesus. If you pray that prayer, please just raise up your hand. We'd just like to recognize you. We'd like to offer you help, some resources if you need it. Today also, if there's any visitors or guests, we'd just like to invite you up front. Pastor Jack is young, but I'd like to meet you. Tell them you're here. We have a strong gift for you. As we thank you for the opportunity to be here today, to speak the word of God to you, and to bless you this morning. Have a great day.